Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks so much for joining this call. We're here today with folks from Growth Energy to talk about their reaction to the EPA's announcement this afternoon of the 2014, 15, and 16 RVOs. With us today are Tom Bias, co-chair of Growth Energy, and Jeff Broin, CEO of POET and co-chair of Growth Energy. And with that, I will turn it over to Jeff. I'll just say at the conclusion of those opening remarks, we'll turn to you all for questions. So when we reach the Q&A portion of the call, please dial star 3 if you have a question to be put in the queue. Again, that's star 3. And with that, I will turn it over to Jeff for his remarks.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. I think you're all pretty well aware of what we've seen today. I would just say that Growth Energy and our members are very happy about the what we've seen today, where the we've seen a break in the blend wall by EPA and the administration that should move renewable fuels forward. I think you're also aware that the Renewable Fuel Standard is America's most effective climate policy, and today's statements will basically, or today's numbers will basically make certain that we're continuing to be able to improve the environment as well as move the industry and forward through the Renewable Fuel Standard. We continue to be concerned about the flawed methodology that was used, to change these numbers in the first place. The so-called distribution waiver that redefines supply as demand. However, we are, you would appreciate the administrator's commitment to return to statutory levels in the future, and we see this as a positive for the industry. Tom, I would turn it over to you, Tom Bias.
Thank you, Jeff. As we've all seen here recently, the announcement by EPA, we do want to give credit to the president and EPA and USDA and others who've had a hand in obviously improving the final rule over the proposal. Just a couple of years ago, we were looking at numbers going backwards from what was actually being consumed, and the most recent proposed rule in May was numbers lower than what they ended up with today. And I agree with Jeff that that's a positive development in improving the volumes, breaking through the so-called blend wall, listening to the hundreds of thousands of comments that were submitted across America by people who understood the value of the RFS EPA at least taking those into account. We all know consumption is going up as gas prices are lower. And as Jeff mentioned, when the RFS was enacted, they never wanted distribution waivers. That was rejected. It was considered and rejected. We still have concern over it. But also, when the RFS was enacted, they always envisioned higher blends being used down the road. The oil industry, to preserve their own market share, went down the road of drawing a line in the sand, creating this artificial blend wall, and saying nothing above 10%. And while EPA had given approval for higher blends, E15 in particular, which 85% of all the vehicles that are running today on gasoline can use E15, every new vehicle manufactured since 2001, that's 15 model years ago, can do it. E85, there's 15 million vehicles out on the road. So oil knew that as well and wanted to stop the progress of the renewable fuel standard, which is working. They created this blend wall, which created uncertainty in the industry. It stopped investment in next generation biofuels production. And basically, the obligated parties were not living up to their obligation. So today's announcement with the increased volumes and clearly signaling that the blend wall was artificial, is artificial, and they're going to move forward is really important. I mean, we even, given all the controversy over this issue, the millions of dollars of ads which used old data, misinformation, outright lies to try to influence this process, all the lawsuits, the regulatory challenges, and at the end of the day, EPA and the administration rightfully made improvements in the rule. And if you stop and think, if you listen to the other side, the sky is falling. But in fact, even just look at a little country like Brazil. The minimum blend you can buy in Brazil is 27% ethanol. You have two choices, 27% blend of ethanol or 100%. And, you know, they got the same car manufacturers, boat manufacturers, weed eaters, chainsaws. They have a livestock industry, and the sky didn't fall in that country. And that's why it's important, important for the RFS to continue to move forward, because we know we can all do it. And while the president and his team are in Paris today for the COP21, it's important message that they didn't stay with that proposed rule. They're moving forward. As Gina McCarthy, the administrator of EPA, indicated to our assembly here in Washington in September, the value of the RFS to EPA and the administration in reducing carbon and addressing climate change, and we stand ready to work with them. The bottom line, this whole fight has been over market share. The oil industry didn't want to give up more than 10%, and in the end of the day, ethanol is better for our country in so many ways. It reduces our dependence on foreign oil. It creates jobs. It's better for our environment. It revitalizes our rural economy, and it saves consumers at the pump.